Off the Ball Breakfast.
Your projection now around this conversation.
No, we're not projecting. I'm fascinated by you as it is. I'm even more interested in you in terms of this topic.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Ball's Final Whistle. Your comprehensive roundup of the weekend's Gaelic games.
Hello and welcome to Off the Ball's Final Whistle. I'm David Woodson. This is your one-stop shop for all the weekend's post-match reaction from the Glen Dimplex All-Ireland Camogie Finals at Croke Park. First up today, Galway defeated Cork 114-113 thanks to a last-gasp Kerry Dolan monster free from underneath the Cusick stand to give the tribeswomen their fifth ever All-Ireland senior title. Galway were all over Cork in the first half, not giving the Munster side a moment's rest in possession, as Mairead Dillon's goal in the 14th minute gave the Galwegians the perfect start. Cork midfielder Hannah Looney was shown a red card just before half-time for a strike on Dolan, as Jerry Manley's side were reduced to 14 players. The Westerners had a 5-point lead at the break, but the Rebels upped their intensity in the second half and gradually clawed themselves back. An extra time looked to be on the cards when Orla Cahalan raised a green flag to level up the encounter as the time was going into the red. However, Dolan scored a huge free to give Galway the spoils and break Cork hearts once again. After the game, Galway wing forward Aoife O'Donoghue told Off the Ball's Rachel Sheehan that after being written off ahead of the game, this win was even sweeter.
Oh, sure. It's unreal. I can't put it into words. I'm just so proud of the girls. We weren't given any chance here today. Class.
Yeah. How much did that feed into your dressing room in the last week or two, the talk of doing the three in a row? It must have helped you.
To be honest, we were probably laughing. Do you know, like I said it during the week, probably 10 days ago, like, anything can happen on All-Ireland final day. Like, we knew what we had within our group. I don't think anyone outside really gave us a chance, but yeah, look, I think they had the three in a row won, to be honest. But look, we very much had focus on ourselves, and we knew if, I suppose, we performed today, we were in with a chance. And yeah, it's just unreal to get over the line now.
Galway manager Cathal Murray praised his side's resilience.
Yeah, some way to win it. Obviously, when you're on the back foot, which you are for a lot of the second half, to be honest with you. But like, I suppose when they levelled it with the goal, I suppose it's a massive point in the game that broke out, and you know, that resilience to win it. But like, we've shown that resilience all year, to be honest with you. And, you know, like I said there in the interviews, like we're four players down from national to learn the final. You know, missing the likes of Niamh Keeney, Niamh Hennifey, you know, Niamh McPeak, Oni Keane, you know, Roisin Black missed most of the year, to be honest with you. Eilish O'Reilly was missing for the last two group games, which were massive games. And, you know, girls have just stepped up in different moments. And, you know, we were probably guilty ourselves last year of not using our bench enough. You know, I thought Bench made a massive impact today. I think Sabina made a huge impact. You know, every other bit, Ginny, Ellie, you know, Emma came out with two great balls there for a finish. And listen, we knew we'd have to battle. We knew we'd have to run ourselves into the ground, and we did. But I suppose that's the moment there, Carrie's free. And well, absolutely delighted for her. You know, she's our leader for a reason. She's captain for a reason. You know, she's a leader. And it's moments like that that, you know, we value her so much. She's an exceptional player. And yeah, it's a great win.
And Cork boss Jerry Manley felt that his side didn't get the rub of the green by the way of the refereeing decisions.
Look, good for the players, very proud of them. I thought second half performance was exceptionally good. We were down 5 points, player down, and they brought it in the second half. But look, we're beaten by Galway, a very good team. They brought a huge intensity. Just felt a few decisions went against us.
Yeah, notably the red card and the push in the back there looked like on Amy Lee at one stage, and then Galway get that score.
Yeah, well, the point was the difference in the point. I thought Claude Finger pushed near the end. I thought the free that they got to win it, she's a super free by Kerry Dolan. But Jimmy tells me that like, she throws it down. And I'm not saying she would do that now, but I didn't see it. But I thought that, look, to send the off, was it? Like, there was loads of people inside in the hustle and saying that little huddle, as I said. And I thought it was harsh. But look, he's a ref. Yeah, to make his decisions. But I thought he had a poor game.
Offaly were crowned Glen Dimplex All-Ireland Intermediate Champions after they defeated Kerry 14-11 in the second game of the day at HQ. Off the Ball's GA correspondent Tommy Rooney summed up the events here.
It is full-time in Croke Park and Offaly have been crowned Intermediate All-Ireland Camogie Champions, beating Kerry by 3 points on a scoreline of 14-11. Clodagh Leahy was a star early on for Offaly, converting 5 place balls and also 2 fine points from play across the game. But Grace Tehan came up with massive moments too. She hit a pair of points in either half from play at crucial stages. Tehan also won and converted an injury time free to centre side 4 clear as Kerry chased a late equalising goal. With awfully a point clear at the break, it was Kerry goalkeeper Aoife Fitzgerald who produced a brilliant early save in the second half to deny them a goal, before Patrice Diggins drew the sides level for the third and final time at 8 points apiece in 39 minutes. Kerry would go on to miss a goal chance of their own in 45 minutes, and Offaly pushed on from there to secure their second All-Ireland Intermediate title since they last won it back in 2010. Full-time score in Croke Park, Offaly 14 points, Kerry 11.
Offaly manager David Sullivan said whilst it wasn't their best performance, they were delighted to get over the line.
It's just hard to sum it up really, to be honest with you. Just absolutely delighted. Look, it wasn't vintage by our own standards. You know, it was a very cagey, nervous sort of a game. You know, we missed an awful lot of chances, and I felt we kept Kerry in the game for a long time and just probably weren't clinical enough, but we had to dig it out, and, you know, that's the resolve that's within our group and something we've been trying to build all the time, that even when it hasn't been going well, that you still show the fight that's required. And, you know, just the last couple of the passages of play, Grace and came up with a big ball and a couple of other girls, and they really stood up and were counted for, and just so pleased for everybody involved. You know, 43 was travelled up today, and all with the same ambition and dream to be All-Ireland champions, and it's just an amazing feeling, and just delighted for everyone. It's long overdue, I think.
Kerry Bannister John Madden told Rachel Sheehan that they have to dust themselves off and go again next year.
I suppose, look, you feel, yeah, that there was probably more in us, but we didn't bring it out today. But look, you've got to give credit to Offaly too, like they really performed. Like in the second half, we felt at half time we were in a big shout. I suppose, look, the goal chance was probably a kicker for us, would have given us a bit of momentum, but look, that's sport. It's one of those days that you kind of have to dust yourself off and try and go again.
And finally, to the first game of the day, where Laois took on Armagh in the All-Ireland Premier Junior Final. And off the balls, Rachel Sheehan had the full-time report.
Laois are All-Ireland champions after an outstanding second-half display here in the Premier Junior Camogie Final. The sides were level 1-5 to 8 points at half-time, and Armagh drew first blood, scoring from the restart. But Laois hit their purple patch, and a goal from substitute Amy Daly with 11 minutes to go put some daylight between the sides for the first time all day. Pat Collier's side never let Armagh back in, keeping them to just 4 points in the second half. A player of the match performance from Grainne Delaney, who finished with 1-2, was supplemented by a true captain's performance from Clodagh Tynan at centre-back. Armagh never gave up, and I've no doubt we'll see them at this stage again next year. But for now, Laois are the Premier Junior All-Ireland Champions for 2025.
Pat Collier and Robert Jones were in charge of the victorious Laois side. And after the game, Collier, whose daughter Amy scored 7 points, including 6 frees, said that she has bounced back well after suffering not one but 2 cruciate ligament injuries.
Yeah, well, look at the, you know, Amy, Robert, tell you, I'm probably harder on Amy than anyone, and you'd all be the same. But look, she's a good girl, she's no different than any of the rest of them. She's worked tremendously hard. She had 2 cruciates 3 or 4 years ago. Like, there were 7 or 8 of this team Rob was in charge of and me before that won a minor All-Ireland replay against Limerick. Yeah. So they're the core of the team. And look, it's very nice. Rob's daughter was on as well there. She came in the last 15. But, like, it's not about individuals. This is about a special group of girls. I mean, people outside of our camp do not know where Laois Camogie was. And it's brilliant. In 18 months, these girls have, no matter what we done or asked them to do, they did it. And, like, for me, huge credit has to go to Brian Cody. He's a good friend of mine. We brought him up the first night we met in January 28, I won't forget, 24. And he came up and he gave a speech, and I'm not kidding you, there's a selector of ours, he's a character, and he said to us after, if you were in the graveyard, you'd get up and hurt for that. So, like, the girls really bought into what he spoke about, unity and all that, and, like, that had a huge bearing on us to get the ball rolling.
And Armagh boss PJ O'Mullen said that his side are a very young team and they can learn from this experience.
Well, look, it's a very young team, yeah. You know, and people don't realise that. I think, you know, the 2 cornerbacks that started the day are 19. We brought on 3 18-year-olds, you know what I mean? So they're good enough, so the only experience you ever would get with them is play them, you know what I mean? But look, it's going to be a learning curve, and, you know, I don't know how much time it would take, but what they've done this year, you know, I know we got relegated in the league and that there, but they played well in the championship. It's a pity, you know, we're just a wee bit less experienced than our, like, Laois are definitely, you know, they're in an upward curve, and, you know, they were in Division 2 for a few years there, and they're back in Division 2, and they've all their best players back playing for them, and that makes a massive difference, you know what I mean? So, like, that's probably as strong a Laois team as they've had, you know, in a few years. So.
That is about all we have time for on this week's Final Whistle. Remember, Off the Ball Breakfast is back in the morning from 7:30 on the Go Light app and on YouTube. Eoin Sheehan will be back on your radios from 7:00 tomorrow evening and each weeknight. I've been David Wilson. Thanks for listening and talk to you next time.
Diverted, a 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things on a journey through Latin America.
I'm nervous. Police will use tear gas.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Loco, that's me, okay?
Diverted has been named among Apple Podcasts' best so far list of 2025.
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted. All 10 parts are available now for free via Apple Podcasts.
I thought Route 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Route 25 is somehow even lonelier.